I mean, I would definitely walk 500 miles if it means it's on Connecticut's trails. And boy, do we have a lot here in the state of Connecticut. And did you know today registration is officially open for the annual Connecticut Trails Day? Let's talk to Connecticut Trails Day coordinator Chuck Toll, who is back with us on WICC for another year of excitement. Hey, Chuck, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Melissa. It's nice to be back. I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I had to add a song. I thought, Chuck, this is 3 years in a row now that we got to have you on, and I wanted to kind of shake it up a little bit, make you still excited to come on the show. So welcome. We're glad to have you.
That was perfect. That was perfect. Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here. And I always think Connecticut Trails Day is always one of those unofficial, to me, sort of signs that we're getting closer to the summer season. I always get very excited when registration opens up, and I want people to understand, first of all, what Trails Day is. What is it, and where did this concept come from?
Well, it started over 30 years ago with a group of people who organized trail cleaning and maintenance projects. And so it's developed into a lot more than that. It includes a lot of different bike events, paddle events, events for families. So Connecticut has the largest Trails Day celebration in the country. We have over 190 events for Connecticut residents to enjoy this year.
So it kind of shifted. It was sort of a cleanup, it sounds like, event, but then it became more of, hey, let's highlight that Connecticut has a lot to offer outdoors. I think that's really interesting. Is there still an aspect of cleaning up our environment, though, in Connecticut Trails Day, or has that sort of gone by the wayside?
No, I think one of the biggest things for Trails Day is awareness. We have so many great trails and forests and parks around our state that these events bring awareness to each of our communities for these special places. We call it more of a celebration. It's really a celebration of all the things that we have in our state, and in particular, the Blue Blaze Trails. There are over 800 miles of Blue Blaze Trails here in the state, which Connecticut Forest and Park Association maintains on behalf of Connecticut residents. So it has all aspects to it, and so it's really a recognition for our environment as well as maintaining these trails.
Chuck, don't get mad at me. What is Blue Blaze Trail? What does that mean?
Oh, okay. Blue Blaze Trails, if you go to an area, there is a map in Connecticut Forest and Park Association that's interactive, so you can look up to see where those trails are. And it refers to the marking that's blazed on the trail, on the trees along the trail, so you can follow the trail and not get misguided. So all the blue blazes on the trails are maintained by Connecticut Forest and Park Association.
Oh, I did not know that. See, I learned something new. This is why, Chuck,
you
have to keep coming back on. You know, I learned something new. Chuck Toll, who is the Connecticut Trails Day coordinator. And today, registration is officially open for Connecticut Trails Day 2024. 185 events are being planned. Yep. There is really something for everybody. And actually, we're going to give the website again at the end, trailsday.org. When you go to that website, Chuck, kind of walk us through for people who are not familiar. And again, this is happening the 1st and 2nd of June is this year's Trails Day. But when you go to the website, when you talk about over 180 events, that's kind of overwhelming. How do you sort of navigate what makes the most sense for you and your family, for those listening this morning?
Sure. When you go to trailsday.org, there are a couple of things you'll see. First is an interactive map, and there are red pins set on the map for each event that's around the state. And quite frankly, the state of Connecticut is covered with red pins. So also below that map, each event has its own tile or its own listing. And if you click on that, it will give you the degree of difficulty. It will tell you whether maybe it's wheelchair accessible. It'll tell you whether you can bring a leashed dog with you. It'll tell you whether it's family friendly. And it will have a description of the event to let you know what it is you're going to be seeing. Most important, though, today is a registration button. Many of these events are limited in their capacity. They can only take 10 or 15 people on the event. So it's real important. If you find something that you really like to do, register for that event to be sure that you have space on that hike or that event in advance. So you register in advance to make sure you have the registration all set.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so you know these things can fill up is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Okay.
I think more than half of them have a limited number of people that they can take. And you can understand that. Some of the trails are very fragile. They can only handle so many people. We want to keep people safe, too. So we don't want 30 people showing up for a hike that can only handle maybe 10 or 12 people. So safety is very important for us throughout the weekend of June 1st and 2nd.
Yeah. And again, it's super, it's really user friendly. When you go there, there's a drop down menu where you could say what city you're looking for. There's an event map on there. I mean, it really is very easy to navigate where you're going. And that website again is trailsday.org. And Trails Day this year is June 1st and 2nd. It is a celebration of what Connecticut has to offer. And I've got to tell you, Chuck, just a couple of weeks back, my friend over at the Office of Tourism, Anthony, he gave me one of these little flyers. They've got these kind of circles. I don't know if you've seen them, but they highlight some of the best things about Connecticut. And the one I'm holding in my hand has a man who is hiking up what looks like a mountain. And it says, number one state for hiking in the U.S., wander without reason. I did not know Connecticut. I mean, I knew Connecticut had a lot to offer. Did not know we were the number one state for hiking, though, in the U.S. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
We can thank Connecticut Forest and Park Association for that because for almost 100 years, they've developed these 800 miles of trails. There's nothing else like it in Connecticut. We also have some pretty cool events. I also wanted to mention that there are some really creative leaders that we have. One that I'm looking at right now is called Turning Bird Sounds into Pictures,
Ooh.
A hike for the hearing impaired. So that's in North Stonington. So the leader will have a graphic as to what bird sounds look like, and also he will be amplified so the hearing impaired can hear his speech as he goes through the hike, and it will also be signed. So there's some really unique things that we have to offer, not just a walk in the woods, but a lot of creative things that are going on this weekend.
I think that's amazing. So make sure you register today. It is officially open this morning. Go to their website, trailsday.org. Make sure you have the S at the end of trails, trailsday.org. And Chuck Toll, I always love having you on the show. Thank you so much. And we will see you out in the wilderness here in Connecticut.
Happy trails, Melissa. It's been great to be with you. Thank you so much for the invite.
Thank you.
Bet. We'll see you soon.
And he ends with a pun. I tell you, this guy, you can't get any better than Chuck Toll, who is the coordinator of the annual Trails Day event. And Connecticut Trails Day is set for June 1st and 2nd. Make sure you get online and register today because those events will fill up faster than you can imagine. Again, that website is trailsday.org.